It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a Wheels Off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
that? Don't
him?
Laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys, yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, right. Like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music.
You're right.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Starwood Motors brings us the emergency break of the week here on the ticket's 20th anniversary. Remember what year we started the e-break?
Was it year one?
I think it was like year two.
Two or three, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I want to say 96 is when we started that e-break. All right, we'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. Mike Reiner has been on an incredible run here this last year and a half or so. And it's one thing when you're doing a live spot if you forget a copy point. But how could you forget this copy point or, in this case, phone number?
A phone conversation with one of their leasing specialists. And the phone number to get that done is 214. Stop. The phone number to get that done is 234-1234. 234-1234. The number's good from the 972 area code if you're up north of town, or 817 in Tarrant County.
I'm always going to remember where I was when it happened.
Log on to autoflex.com to find out a little bit more about what they can do for you.
How many times do you think he's given that phone number?
A billion.
Stop.
Stop.
Stop. Let's enjoy that one more time.
Stop.
A phone conversation with one of their leasing specialists, and the phone number to get that done is 214. Stop. The phone number to get that done is 234-1234. 234-1234. The number's good from the 972 area code if you're up north of town, or 817 in Tarrant County.
I'm always going to remember where I was when it happened.
Log on to autoflex.com to find out.
I love it when he realizes the. I love the dragging out of the 214. 214.
It sounded exactly like Gordo's fake Ryan's when he goes, okay. Okay. When he gets rolling again.
Yeah.
What was he stopping?
The live spot. Just start over, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Life?
But it kept going.
Yeah.
He just stopped talking.
All right, there's Ryan's up for an e-break. Speaking of stop talking, Ty Walker Chicken was doing a live spot, and we have unidentified noise that stops him down, and I don't know if he accidentally fired it off or if Jake was messing around with him by playing something, but it's funny.
Call 1-800-83-TILOCK. Set up the consultation. They'll do some testing.
Radio.
TILOCK is the place to call, chosen by the Rangers and Mavericks as their official surgeon. My choice to.
What is that? It sounds like all of a sudden there's a caller on the line.
Yeah.
Saying radio.
Yeah. It's so weird.
All right, roll that again.
Call 1-800-83-TILOCK. Set up the consultation. They'll do some testing.
Radio.
TILOCK is the place to call, chosen by the Rangers and
that's
Mavericks
the
as their
call.
Official surgeon. My choice to.
Oh, I enjoyed that. I didn't really enjoy this. Somehow I'm up for the emergency break of the week. Last week during scatter shooting, Junior had a Johnny Lamb reference. So I thought I'd talk about the other Jones brothers at Texas, and it was met with indifference.
The wide receiver from Texas that you might know better as Johnny Lamb Jones.
Yeah, Lamb.
He was the first to have a contract worth a total of $1 million in the NFL. I didn't know that.
How much did Ham and Jam make off of that? Those are the other Jones. There was Johnny Lamb Jones, Johnny Ham Jones, and Johnny Jam Jones.
How much, saying, Craig? Go ahead.
How much did they make off of his contract? I don't understand.
I don't know. I thought they may get some sort of percentage since they were all linked together as Ham, Jam, and Lamb.
Go ahead,
it
Craig.
It shouldn't stop down the whole flipping segment.
I was enjoying it, Craig.
You weren't even paying attention.
I was too.
Obviously.
I guess that's Friday morning scatter shooting. We'll see you next week.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Thanks for hanging out with your old pal.
All right. Just ignore George.
Now, I will admit to you, it wasn't, you know, knee-slapping funny or anything like that.
That's true.
Look, okay, does Dirk make every shot? I'm going to keep shooting, all right? I didn't think it was...
You know, there was an e-break within the e-break that I didn't catch until listening back to it. He wasn't Johnny Jam Jones, it was AJ Jam
AJ
Jones.
AJ Jam Jones, yeah.
It was Johnny Ham Jones, Johnny Lamb Jones, and AJ Jam Jones.
Yeah.
So there was a mini e-break within the major e-break.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why they called him Lamb and Ham?
From Lampasas and Hamilton.
Very good.
Told
or
you.
Hamlin, it may have been.
Was it Hamlin?
Yeah, it may have been.
Yeah,
Hamlin.
I think it was Hamlin.
Shut up. Shut up.
Why'd they call him Jam?
I guess because he's just a big guy.
Maybe.
They jam it between the tackles with him. All right, so those are your three candidates. Mike Reiner, Ty Walker, and George?
That's George.
George Dunham. All right, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote responsibly.
Hey, George, I'd like to send a birthday shout-out to Oscar the Horny Dog and also vote for the eighth double liver of Bill Waldschmidt. Thank you very much. I love you.
What?
That was a waste of everybody's time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, this is Juan Grande, and I'd like to vote for the Ham and Jam and the legalized cannabis. Thank you very much.
Okay, I guess that's me. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
I'd like to vote for George's rusty, antiquated penile egg.
All right, there's nothing...
Why don't you get that replaced, George?
I don't have that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. First of all, happy 20th. Congratulations making it this far.
Thank you.
Radio. And then I have to go back and radio, vote for Mike Reiner.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who would you like to vote for?
Morning, users. I'd like to place a clean, responsible, American ticket birthday having vote for Mike Reiner.
Thank you, sir. Hello. You're on the ticket on our 20th anniversary.
Give me the rectal hypnotist, George Dunham.
I've never
you
been
are the rectal
that.
Hypnotist.
I've, never been
I've always
that.
Wondered no. who was the rectal hypnotist. It was just you said. All along.
It was just said for the first time. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, George, I want to thank you for helping me bring out the gold standard diarrhea specialist in me. And I'd like to vote for you. That's awfully.
How have I possibly done that? Hi, you're on the ticket.
You're the rectal hypnotist.
No, I'm not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, first I want to congratulate you guys on 20 great years and Marconi's and all the fun stuff. And it's kind of a serious phone call, so I'm going to make a responsible vote and vote for Reiner. But, George, I also want to tell you that I'm not going to hide my voice behind a female voice anymore. I really, really love you madly.
Aww.
And I hope that that maybe this can make the next 20-year real. I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, there you go. The guy
so
finally
sweet.
Uses his real voice.
Oh, hey. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to vote for you, George. Happy 20th. And D_beer_enthusiast is still waiting for that follow on Instagram.
Okay. We'll keep waiting. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. I thought for sure Ryan's would win.
I kind of did, too, but...
I was hoping for it.
People like voting for you.
They do like voting for me and saying ridiculous things while they vote for me. So this is a winner.
The wide receiver from Texas that you might know better as Johnny Lamb Jones.
Yeah, Lamb.
He was the first to have a contract worth a total of $1 million in the NFL. I didn't know that.
How much did Ham and Jam make off of that? Those are the other Jones. There was Johnny Lamb Jones, Johnny Ham Jones, and Johnny Jam Jones.
What are you saying, Craig? Go ahead.
How much did they make off of his contract? I don't understand.
I don't know. I thought they may get some sort of percentage since they were all linked together as Ham, Jam, and Lamb.
Go ahead,
Craig. It shouldn't stop down the whole flipping segment.
I was enjoying it, Craig.
You weren't even paying attention.
I was, too.
Obviously.
I guess that's Friday morning scatter shooting. We'll see you next week.
Come on.
Oh, okay. Thanks for hanging out with your old pal.
Just ignore George.
I haven't won in a while. How many is that?
Well, you're creeping up right behind Gordon.
You have of course you are, with a knife.
61.
What was the number?
60 wins for you, 61 for Gordon.
Are they the all-time leaders, or is Norm?
Oh, no. Norm Elizabeth Hitzkiss, known as Prep Room Norm, is first. 67 wins.
Yeah, we need to have Norm on to talk Prep Room.
Oh, no, please. We don't. We'll get him fired.
That'd be funny. All right.